You're listening to Polycyclones from the Political Science Department at Iowa State University, a podcast that explores the wide variety of ways our alumni and students are making a difference. Welcome to the Polycyclones podcast. I'm Alex Tuckness, chair of the Political Science Department, and on this episode, we are going to talk about international business with Tilman Engel. Tilman is a German national who came to ISU and then worked on the presidential campaign of Michael Dukakis as a student. Following his graduation, he went to Washington, D.C., where he interned for Senator Tom Harkin. A fortuitous encounter at the American Chamber of Commerce in Germany propelled him into a remarkable career, ascending the ranks of the European National Football League to eventually become the general manager of the Frankfurt Galaxy football team. With nearly three decades of experience in intercultural business, corporate and public communications, strategic planning for pro sports, and defense and security, he has navigated diverse roles across private, public, and intergovernmental sectors on three continents. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here.
Tilman, tell me, how did you decide to come to Iowa State? And how did you get interested in politics?
Well, politically, I come from a very engaged family. It runs through my father and my mother, so we were always very much up to date, even when we were children, on all the big political developments. And it was kind of obvious for me that when going to college, I would study history and international relations and political sciences. But doing that in Germany turned out to be very boring for me. That was not the expectation I had. There was no campus life. I had already been a football fan, playing for a local team, amateur football, that is. And then very soon I applied for scholarships to go to the United States. And I was approved by the Fulbright Commission, which eventually sent me to Iowa State because I didn't want to pay for Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and all the other ones. So that basically got me to Iowa State. And back then I had a great professor here, Professor Kottmann, who is now retired, who was very active in the field. I was researching the origins of Russian-American relations. And that was the one part, and the other part was campus life at ISU.
Oh, that's great. So you come to Iowa State, you're interested in politics. And then tell me a little bit about what your experiences were like, working on the campaign, and then after you graduated, when you went to D.C. and were working for the United States Senate.
Well, on both ends, whether it was here in Iowa or in D.C., I didn't know it at that time, but in decades later, it came to me that I learned everything I had to learn about engaging with people, identifying target audiences, creating the right message for the proper recipients in order to, either get a campaign going or, when you come into business and sales, create the right product, the right narrative, and everything else you need in order to sell. In my case, it was American football to international audiences, but basically it all started here at Iowa State when I was sitting in a phone bank for the Dukakis campaign, calling up voters, seeing for the first time a computer and a computer screen and working on it. This was basically not part of my official university curriculum, but one of the side effects of coming to a totally different cultural environment where many things work differently. And as it pertains to international business, marketing and sales, of course, the U.S. is 10, 15, 20 years ahead of many other countries in the world. So everything I learned here, whether it was on campus or in campaigning, I could then later apply to the various career stages I had with the National Football League in the Middle East and right now with the armed forces.
That's interesting, right? I mean, we'll talk about political campaigns, but companies will talk about advertising campaigns, right? And they're using the same word for a reason, right? Both of them are things where companies are, they have a message they're trying to get out. They're trying to persuade and elicit a particular kind of response for audiences. And so it's interesting to think about how there's some similarities of what you're learning as you learn about messaging and campaigns and targeting audiences, how that applies to both public political context and also private context. So yeah, tell us a little bit more about some of the things you've done in the business world. So obviously we could talk about your work in the European NFL, but as you were mentioning, there's several other things you've done as well as you've worked in a variety of different fields. So what have some of those experiences been like?
I mean, the core experience basically with the National Football League was, and you know, that's quite a few decades ago. We're talking about the early 90s. But, you know, we had the task to, within 10 weeks, launch a professional football program and sell 30,000 tickets to a sport and a game nobody knew very much about in Germany. And, you know, you have the NFL owners and back then the commissioner, Paul Tagliabue, who was very much behind this initiative, and they wanted to have progress and reports and results. And, you know, you come with your campaigning background from the United States, and you have to apply that all of a sudden to the business world. You do the same thing as in campaigning. You gather databases, you do research, you need to start thinking about an advertising campaign that combines this all, and you need to be operational because somebody has to do the physical selling. You need staff for that. You need, again, over 30 years ago, some kind of software, which basically didn't exist at that time, to process all of that, and that all within a few weeks. Now, over the next almost 20 years, of course, we refined that, but, you know, I really made the experience that when it comes to messaging, campaigning, target audiences, it's very similar whether it's on the campaign trail or in business or even on a higher strategic level. Not all of the same factors apply, but if you need to sell something in my later life to the older brother of the Emir of Qatar, you still need to have your basics together. You need to know your numbers. You need to know what you're selling to somebody who has an attention span of maybe 3 minutes at the most. So you need to get down to the point very, very fast and lay out to somebody very high up in the royal family what the benefits of taking this action versus the benefits of taking the other actions are. And that all comes in the end from campaigning, especially if you have done it on a very grassroots level where you understand that what all the levers are you have to pull in order to get something done instead of just sitting at a high level and ordering people to do something. I hope that makes sense.
No, it does. And one of the things that as you're describing some of what you've done that strikes me as really interesting is, you know, if you start with the football example. It seems like a lot of your job was trying to be a kind of cultural liaison between two different cultures, right? So you have American football, which is in some ways like this kind of quintessentially American kind of cultural artifact. And you're trying to take something like that and introduce it in a new context, try to get other people to like it, to be interested, and to adopt it as part of their culture in some ways. But not just with football, like it seems like a variety of the things you've done as you've lived in various parts of the world has often been involving skills of trying to cross cultural boundaries and help sort of interface between different cultures. So maybe talk a little bit about that aspect of your career.
Well, it's a very important point you're making here. You need to adjust your messaging, of course, to your local market. And usually you don't have the time from the get-go to in-depth analyze it all. You don't have 2 or 3 years in order to understand your local market before you then become active. So it's an eternal game of trial and failure to find out what resonates, always with very urgent time pressures to deliver. So you do make mistakes. But you need to be aware that mistakes do happen and be flexible enough to adjust. And if it means you have to apologize sometimes, then that's what it takes. And, you know, what I then did in NFL Europe League, the skills then I brought to Qatar, to the Arab environment. And that, again, is very, very different in terms of what is accepted, what can you do in the stadium. You know, trust me, there are no beer sales in the stadium and no tailgating before the game. So you need to come up with other methods. But at the same time, you need to be very highly aware about the cultural and religious environment you are there. These aspects never change. But no matter how old you are and where you do it, you always need to be aware that you will never fully understand the cultural strata there and all the aspects that make people move. You can rely on a couple of facts, and that is campaigning, data, messaging target audiences that exists everywhere. The only question is what applies the most and the best for that specific market. Whether you do it, you know, in the Arab world, in American football, or with my current assignment in the military.
Yeah. So right now you're working, doing some consulting with in Germany with national security issues. Is that right?
Yes, I'm working for the Deputy Chief of Staff of the German Armed Forces, and I'm running a multi-year project which basically identifies opportunities for the armed forces at large to rebuild relevant reserve forces. You know, there's a big conflict going on in Eastern Europe, which has very strong effects on all parts of Europe and beyond. So recreating, strengthening reserve forces is one of the biggest tasks. And basically, bottom line, I'm doing the same thing I started doing at Iowa State, identifying who are the stakeholders, doing massive research, and identifying opportunities people who have stayed in that line of business, in this case, security and defense, all their life would never see, because they don't see how other stakeholder groups, largely employers or the civil environment, can either hinder or support such efforts. And whether it was campaigning, whether it was football or the FIFA World Cup, the skills and techniques you have learned there, you can even apply in this context to national security topics and issues, provided you always keep in mind that it's not copy and paste. You need to adjust to these different environments. And national security is a bit different than selling tickets for American football.
Yeah, that is really interesting, though, how your career really has kind of gone full circle. You know, starting right after college, working in Washington in politics, and now kind of back in the political world again in Germany. So maybe to wrap up, what advice would you give to current Iowa State students who are thinking about their career, thinking it might have some kind of an international focus?
You know, we're here in the Midwest, and there's many students who have been born and raised in the Midwest. As an initial step, go to the Deep South, go to Louisiana and Mississippi and the Carolinas. And, you know, I've been there quite often, to the old states of the Confederacy. Even you're still in America, it's a totally different environment. The Civil War here in the North doesn't mean much anymore. Go to Louisiana and Mississippi, and with a little bit of historical background, begin to understand how that aspect of American history, which is over 150 years ago, is still massively influencing and impacting people and economy in that part of America already. And it's still your own country. And you have to take a similar approach to international business. Human beings are similar all over the world, but the social, economic, and cultural strata they live in is very diverse, and that influences people massively. So my first step should be, in my mind, begin to understand your own country. You can also go to Alaska or to the West Coast, but the biggest difference is really, between the Midwest, a state that was firmly embedded in the Union, and then 500 miles to the south or 1,000 miles to the Gulf of Mexico, same language, same flag, very different understanding of so many issues. That would be almost the first step. Understand your own country, left and right, and then with this understanding, commence on very different cultures. But it starts understanding yourself. It starts with understanding yourself and your environment and the cohesion of your core society.
Well, Tillman, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Views expressed are not necessarily those of Iowa State University or the Department of Political Science. If you have ideas for topics or guests for future episodes, or if you want to share your thoughts, email polycyclones, that's PolyCyclones@iastate.edu.